to my immediate right is one of the biggest influences on my professional life. His name is Gary Owens.
Yeah.
I had been hired as the news director for KOIL, and so I was preparing a newscast. The morning disc jockey, I can't remember who the morning disc jockey's name, I can't remember that, but he got mad at Don Burton and called him an asshole on the air. Now it's a slogan, of course.
Yes.
in
his way of doing business.
Yes, that's right. You couldn't do that at that time. And so he left. He left in a huff.
In a minute and a half.
Huff, yes, a minute and a half, yes. With wire wheels. And so I get a phone call from George Dunleavy, who was the program director, saying, hey, you'll need to take over. Right. I had never run a turntable in my life. And we had six turntables, remember, Don?
Yes, yes.
And a lavalier microphone.
Oh, I hated that mic.
And two Magnacorder recorders in which you had to put the commercials on the tape machines. And I didn't know. I had any idea. I can't tie my shoes today, let alone run turntables. And so that was... So I'd goose every record. Here's Patience and Prudence and Gonna Get Along Without You. And so I was so bad that I'd make a joke about it on the air. And within a couple of months, we were number one. We beat Todd Storrs, KOWH, remember?
Right. A real accomplishment.
Oh, it really was.
But didn't Don have a comment, Don Byrne have a comment about
your
skills?
Oh, he said I was the worst disc jockey he had ever heard in his life. And they tried to get one, and I was just taking over until they could get a real disc jockey. And... they could never get a real disc jockey. I stayed there and then moved from there to Denver. Yeah. KIM in Denver.
So we have an international group of attendees here, which means some of them actually aren't sure who either of you are, even though both of you have done work that has become known internationally. And we have some fairly young programmers who maybe didn't get to be exposed to you on a daily basis on the air. And so we've compiled a completely uncomprehensive audio overview of your careers.
Yes.
I thought we'd start with Gary. And Gary, for some reason, has not made it a point to save much tape of his career, which really bothers me a lot.
Gary.
I would love to hear your first few years. Before Gary put down his roots in Los Angeles, he worked at a number of large and major markets. And for a time, I know you were kind of the on-air troubleshooter for, I think,
Gordon McClendon,
where if a market needed a shot in the arm ratings-wise, they'd send Gary in for 6 months or a year, and then they'd cycle him to somewhere else. So the earliest tape I have with me is from WNOE in New Orleans. And
now, remember, I had just been a newscaster up to almost until this point. So if it sounds like cliches, I would write, and I still do, write a show with notes.
The Owen Show. WNOE. All your favorite records to start the day on the Gary Owen Show.
Hey, and many thanks to you, Bronco Nagurski and the singing people, and a special how-do out the way of all the household lovelies, workaday willies, the word-a-day wonders, the gals behind the typewriters, and all the guys and gals joining in on the spin, Shall We Live B.I.G.? By taking along Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. Danny and the Juniors at the H.O.P. and survey song number 2 this week right here on the all-new WNOE, where life begins at 106. This is the bearded one, G.O., with 10 Beezer checks past 8 right now, WNOE time, WNO temperature downtown in the Crescent City, 48 delicious type degrees. Again today, UNIVAC will select a typical American gangster from the sales staff here at the all-new WNO.
Hey, just a second, Gary. Who's sponsoring this portion?
Well, just a moment here. Let's take a look, Gary. Have you got the piece of paper what says that? Heavenly days, I've got it over here. Here you go, Gary.
This portion of the Gary Owen Show is brought to you by chocolate-covered pizza on a stick.
That was basically...
Second job?
Yeah.
31 years later, and we'll talk about this briefly later, Gary and I did a project called Silly Show Sponsors, in which I would write these supposedly funny lines. And when I heard this one, I thought, well, that sounds like something I wrote. So I learned that must be where I got it, just from being a listener to Gary.
Listening to my
is why I ended up writing those things. But when I heard you say that, I thought, wasn't that from Silly Show Sponsors 30 years
ago? No,
later?
I'm afraid not.
So apparently
you weren't born yet.
apparently there was a time when you did some DJ patter. Was that the Workaday Lovelies?
Oh, God, Workaday Willies or whatever cliches you would do.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, I remember.
Remember
yeah,
those?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And it was interesting. That was the patois of the time. Patois is a Turkish word meaning nostril.
And one thing you heard, even in that very early air check, something that marks Gary's honor presentation that I always liked, is Gary was never afraid to make references that many or even most of the audience would not get because he thought it was funny and he knew some people would.
Right.
And somebody of my generation or younger is unlikely to know who Bronco Nagurski was. Somebody of my dad's generation grew up. That was huge.
He was a wrestler and a pro football player.
You know, yeah, big athlete, very, very famous at one time. And Gary, I think he said Bronco Nagurski and his music makers.
Yes, yes.
Even though the teenagers didn't understand, some people in the audience did.
Albert Einstein was our only listener at that time. Incidentally, the mafia killed Albert Einstein because he knew too much.
Which takes us to WIL St. Louis, Gary Owens. This would be, what year are we, 57?
Yes.
1957,
yeah.
Listening to the Gary Owens Show on wonderful WIL, ranked first in St. Louis by C.E. Hooper and the Trendex National Radio Audience Survey.
Thank you.
For making wonderful WIL Radio 1 in St. Louis.
24 minutes past 7 o'clock right now. Temperature in St. Louis, according to wonderful WIL, 57 degrees.
Meanwhile, up in the sky...
It's a bird!
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Nah, just a vacuum cleaner. And I guess you know that all the vacuum cleaner pilots around St. Louis listen to wonderful WIL Radio.
Hear WIL Checkpoint this morning at 7:30.
This is Radio WIL. This is Radio WIL. Come on and stay with us a while. 14:30 on your dial.
We'll make your day a great big smile.
Wonderful WIL.
Now, you gorgeous creature, you, come close to the radio. Make sure it's 14:30. Time now for the G.O. Good Morning Kiss. How you doing this morning? You looking good? It's sort of romantic, of course, with the rain falling outside. So I'll just hold you tightly here in my strong, hairy arms again. And kiss you good morning.
That took a lot of courage.
Oh, it did, yes. Yes.
The only show mentioned in the Kinsey Report that year.
So Gary moved around as a troubleshooter from McClendon, worked in San Francisco, and then came to Los Angeles at KFWB. And you had a program director that a few students of radio history might be familiar with, at KFWB.
Chuck Lohr.
Chuck
yes.
Lohr.
Yes.
And KFWB owned Los Angeles radio. I remember people who worked with Gary at the time saying that on a weekend in the summer, you could walk along the beach in Santa Monica.
Yes.
And everyone would be listening to KFWB on the transistor radio, and you could walk the length of the beach without missing a beat of the radio station. And we're talking 47, 48% of the Los Angeles
audience.
Yeah,
we had a cum of 5 million a day.
And,
per day. Yeah.
This is a brief clip of Gary Owens on KFWB.
Thanks, friends, I'm talking to Bobby Dylan and the Hog Cloggers here.
Me thinking about the things we used to do.
Former discovery that is a smash.
Staring at the lonely avenue.
KFWB style, Bobby Dylan and things at 17 minutes until 9. KFWB, Gary Owens' time-clogging time.
High about 88 today. Keep repeating that temperature because you should dress accordingly today. 88 degrees, tomorrow slightly cooler. There will be moderate to heavy eye irritation from smog, and there is right now, as a matter of fact. Oh, time for another Gary Owens public service feature. I'm going to phone someone at random right now in Random, New Hampshire, and see if they want to take part in the Gary Owens Clinton S. Femish World Day of Tap Dancing, where everybody stops whatever they're doing and tap dances for 30 seconds. Oh, they were ringing now. Hello? Yes, this is Gary Owens, KFWB in Hollywood 28, California. And would you like to take part in tap dancing? Uh-huh. What do you think about it?
I think tap dancing is the thing that we need in this world.
I
we need
too.
More tap dancing. I heard Mrs. Arthur Murray say that.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, I'll talk to you later.
100 octane cost you less with powerful Wilshire D.
Well, I've had several requests so far this morning coming into the Gary Owens room for Tuesday, June 26th, to play my middle-of-the-road non-offensive song flute. So I'll just wail a little bit on the jazz standard of Dardanella. You'll go, who do you?
That was fine.
You like that?
How about a song from you, Shorty?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
It's funny, when I think of Gary as a disc jockey, I just think of the ad-libbing and the free associations. But when I listen to your stuff in retrospect, I realize how much you use what I call found objects, found audio, whether it's a transcript, a record. Now, who's the voice, the guy who said tap dancing is really important, who was that?
That was Stan Freeberg. Yeah. And so even though you can't do it as you can today, which is so simplified because of computer and everything else, in those days, I would get a lot of kiddie records, a lot of Mel Blanc stuff. So if you wanted Bugs Bunny to say something or, you know, you could do the thing. That was Hopalong Cassidy in the last part, laughing with Andy Clyde, California. Well, California. Yeah. And by taking things out that sounded ludicrous, I used to have a wild track that said, "Oh, it's going to rain. Nobody ever buys my pickles when it's raining." I don't remember. Some kiddie record that I got when I was 10 years old, probably. And I would just use that every day. And I had an open-end recording with Jane Russell promoting some movie. And Jane would say, well, it's 100 laughs and 100 romantic moments. And so I'd use the same interview every day. Where today we're speaking with Sir Laurence Olivier, ladies and gentlemen. How would you describe your new movie, Sir Laurence? Well, it's 100 laughs and 100 bits of romance. Same thing. So you just use the open end. And that was the thing in those days. Of course, you'd have these little discs, and you'd have to slip start them instead of putting them on tape. So sometimes you wouldn't get the wild track that you wanted. But if whatever happened, you could. It was a good way to ad-lib.
Along the same lines, you did what I think is the single dirtiest bit in the history of radio. It had to do with Shirley Temple. And I don't know. Do you know what I'm referring to? The good ship lollipop. Do you know what I'm referring
God,
to?
I'm trying to recall, Dan.
You take over when you know, because this obviously wasn't set up. Gary took the Shirley Temple recording of the Good Ship Lollipop and just selected certain words to bleep.
You go ahead. I do remember it, but I don't.
I don't remember the lyrics, but it would be on the good ship lollipop where the beep never stops.
Yeah, right.
And you're hearing this record, thinking, "My God, this is really offensive."
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Tom Thumb stuck in his thumb. Yeah. Or you take remove the thumb, you know, and
stuck his beep.
Yeah, stuck his beep. And it would sound terrible, but it wasn't. It was very, very simple. And it was the imagination of the people.
A couple more samples of Gary Owens from KFWB, top 40 station, Los Angeles.
G.O. Time Flogger is now signified 12 minutes until 9 o'clock, and here it is for those of you that missed it earlier today, the dreaded Gary Owens secret code message for Tuesday. ZKZKVI, XORK, and YVMWVI. A clue, it's something that I received as a present the other day.
Like Coca-Cola, you feel that refreshing, you feeling got that feeling with the Coke in the heat.
It's the coolest drink that ever took the simmer out of summer, an ice cream float with sparkling Coca-Cola. Enjoy that refreshing new feeling that ice cold Coca-Cola gives you. Just pop a scoop of ice cream, ice milk, or sherbet into a tall glass, 2/3 full of ice cold Coca-Cola, like I'm doing right now. See? There we go. Now I'll get down in this glove out of this for a little bit of it, and then a little bit more pulse, and then every minute of it, and an ice cream float with a Coca-Cola level. And remember that the king size gives you 12 full ounces.
Ah, delicious. Two full glasses of Coke, so get many of them today.
Put that some.
The secret code.
What secret was code was the old Captain Marvel code, which was the alphabet backwards. And usually the comment would be like some other joke, some other one-line joke that you may want to do. And I would change it every day. So I would send out secret code cards so people could figure it out. I always had a good thing going, especially in the top 40 days. I gave away autographed pictures of the Harbor Freeway, which was an aerial picture of the Harbor Freeway.
How did you said, sign them?
Yours very truly, Harbor Freeway. You know. And we gave away 50,000 of them. 50,000 people were dumb enough to send in for that, including my family. And then I would have the Gary Owens Complete Failure Club. Anybody who had ever failed, it says, it's okay. It's all right. You just whip. If you make a mistake and spill soup on someone in a topless club, you just hand them the card and they'll understand that you're, you know, an idiot of some kind. So those were great days because you were coming off the old radio days of the 40s and 50s, and people wanted to send for things. They still do. They still do. If you have something that you describe, the first giveaway, I think, was a funny-looking green thing with a picture of a duck on it. If you'd like this funny-looking green thing with a picture of a duck on it, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Gary Owens, KMPC, or whatever it would be. And always it was a good way of getting the call letters in there and your name in there. And they remember that much easier. So whatever it is, if you're sending away some baseball stats or, you know, the name of your favorite musician, it doesn't matter.
Well, one more example of Gary from KFWB. And again, if for the jocks in the world who think they've invented something new by doing outtakes from television and movies and stuff, Gary was doing found objects, you know, a long time ago.
10 to 9.
Let's Get Together and his world-famous group. I'm thanks again, Les, with Haley Mills and KFWB number one, 852. Les. Time here on Gary Owens Incorporated. In other talk, that's 8 minutes until nine. Stand by for Brian Kavanaugh, KFWB award-winning news. And then kindly Ted Randall will come down from his treehouse and frolic for 3 full hours of all your favorite flashbacks and goodies. Held and crew and the rain in Spain. Nice, mainly in the plane. Excuse me, it's probably my special station breaking out here. All right, now here's what you do. You say, ladies and gentlemen, stand by for a bunch of news.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's one of America's. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Ladies. Come on. It's a very serious program.
All right, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that was when the building actually fell down. That wasn't a sound effect.
So you were at KFWB, which had to be maybe along with WABC New York, the two most exciting stations to work at, but you made a conscious business decision to leave.
Well, I did, because I came to Hollywood for a couple of reasons. One, to get into television and movies and cartoons. And at that time, I wasn't getting a lot of commercials, being on the number one station in the city, despite the fact that we have a 45 share, a 50 share of audience, or 5 million people a day. At that time, you couldn't get a lot of commercials, because they had such a rap against rock and roll disc jockeys that you wouldn't do many commercials, maybe a Clearasil commercial or something like that. But so KMPC had offered me the afternoon show, which was a middle-of-the-road station where you'd play Sinatra and Peggy Lee, Mancini kind of music. And so I had to make quite a decision. Now, KMPC was always a highly rated station, maybe in the top five, but not number one. And I had always been with number one stations before, and the money was better to go over to a middle-of-the-road station. But I said, well, my outside career hasn't been doing that well, And from almost the first day I went to this middle-of-the-road station, which had always been a Hollywood station of the stars or whatever the slogan was, I started in TV with McHale's Navy, the Munsters, because the people in Hollywood who were the casting directors all listened to the Sinatra kind of music. And it was a decision that I didn't think was good at first, but it proved to me a whole TV career for me later, an animated cartoon. It's so strange because all you can do when you're making a decision is what you feel is right at the time. If you're wrong, you just chuck it off and say, well, okay, I'll go on to the next thing. But it was a good decision for me at the time, even though I hated to do it. I just thought, well, I got to do it sometime. And it did pay off. I've done 28,000 commercials since that time. So that paid off.
And Gary had a very long run at KMBC, very smartly doing afternoons, too, which meant you were free in the morning.
Yes.
And here are two or three samples from KMPC. I like to talk about a dangerous air personality. And when I was 19 years old, when I first came to Los Angeles and dialed around, and I found Gary Owens on KMPC, and I knew him as the announcer on Laugh-In. I frankly didn't know he was a disc jockey. And when you're a 19-year-old raised on rock and roll, KMPC was the most boring station in the world musically. But what Gary did between the songs was so entertaining, so funny, that I would listen despite the fact that I disliked the music, which is one strong definition of a personality. But also he was dangerous in that simply the combination of his quick wit and the way he spoke, he always sounded like the next word might be funny. And you never knew when that would be, and it made him dangerous. So the next couple, I think you'll hear some dangerous in that you weren't expecting something funny to happen.
Undertones of Richard Strauss. Megatones of John Williams and his orchestra. The theme from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, of the Rosalind kind. Extraterrestrial, because you've behaved yourself today. We're giving you an extraterrestrial, and here it is. Go to Janice, our paying teller.
Here's some more from Campy.
Extraterrestrial.
You know, big savings at Thrifty are this week on Metamucil. Remember what Will Rogers said? I've never met a Metamucil I didn't like. Metamucil in the 21-ounce bottle. Regularly $5.19, now only $3.88. Save $1.31. Nature is a subject everybody's talking about today. But to those who need a laxative now and then, getting back to nature isn't just a fad. I'm glad I stopped Glenn telling that joke when I did. To help patients back to regularity, many doctors recommend a laxative that comes from nature. Metamucil, made from a natural vegetable source. Metamucil furnishes a soothing effect, provides a bland, non-irritating bulk, which promotes natural elimination. It works without chemicals or stimulants, gradually, like nature, to help regulate you. Remember, regulate you. What a great university that is. Metamucil is useful in the treatment of constipation and, when recommended by a physician, other types of intestinal disorders. Metamucil, a natural vegetable powder for treatment of constipation. Look for it in the 21-ounce bottle, regularly a $5.19 value, now only $3.88. You save $1.31 at your nearby Thrifty drug and discount store.
How, why, and when did the Nernie song come about?
Well, the Nernie song was just a little song that was written by the chief engineer for Mel Blanc and I. And Nern was just a word that we would use. We used a lot of Tolkien, Hobbit kind of double talk words. There was a man named Al Kelly who was around for years who would do, and find your crayon. And I remember I met him, I introduced him at a NAB convention years ago as an FCC commissioner. And the man would come up, and now I wanted to croil the snugly. And people would say, and I'd start to applaud pretty soon. You know, they were afraid if he was an FCC commissioner, he must be saying something important. It was all double talk. So I've always done a lot of double talk words. I was influenced by Doodles Weaver with Spike Jones and all of those. The people that you work with is part of the joy of this great business. I mean, to work and chat with an Elvis Presley and a Buddy Holly, and I mean, even at the time, we didn't realize they would become legends.
No.
But if we had a dance hop, we'd have a dance hop, whether it was with Elvis or Wendell Guckner. You know, who knows what it would be.
Wendell,
he became bigger than Elvis, which much yes. to the chagrin of Colonel Tom Parker.
Mm-hmm. And so the Nernie song became something that...
Oh, the Nernie song was just a song that I had everybody record. I had everybody from Neil Diamond to Frank Sinatra to Dean Martin record the Nernie song. And I probably had 500 different arrangements of it. It's just the old carnival playoff. The Nork, whatever it might be. So when they would come in the studio, I would force them to sing that. And we had quite a... Do you have one?
Yeah, I have an example.
Yeah.
Natalie Cole, Tilla Tilla, on the Gary Owen Show. This will be How About It, Natalie?
Hi, Gary. This is Natalie Cole with the Nernie song.
I know it. Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks, Gary.
Oh, thank you.
You silly twerp.
You gosh, a Rooney person.
So there would always be, you know, like wild tracks, and the engineer would toss those in for me. And I didn't know what was coming many times. And that's even better because better mind exercise.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So after a long run, how many years at KMBC was it? 13?
20.
20 years.
20 years, which KMBC. Is a lifetime in this business, you know.
You moved over to KFI, which was really KMBC's big competition.
Yes,
for
many years.
Full-service pop adult.
Biggie Nevins hired me over there, and then Johnny Kay.
What was it like after 20 years of leaving your house and going to the same radio station?
Well, it was difficult because you become so used to your own ways and everything. And
now, I don't know if it's appropriate to play this or not, but I'm going to play just three quick things. Gary and I did something called Silly Show Sponsors that I mentioned, and I had written these little sponsor lines, and Gary voiced them, and we actually did them in two different sessions. The first was at the Radio and Records studio.
Second one was the Lincoln Heights Jail.
That's right. And I'm trying to find the words to describe what it's like to be directing Gary Owens reading lines I wrote. I mean, how do you tell Gary Owens that that line just wasn't right? You know, like, and he, out of 260 lines, he had two sessions, he did 130 of them in an hour. And I would say 60 to 70% at least were on the first take. And it was then that I realized that the people who are great performers from scripts have the ability, while they're vocalizing, they have the ability to read ahead. Because Gary always knew where the joke was. He'd be given the first half, he'd be given the setup without any clue as to what the joke was. But by the time he had to say it, he knew where to put the emphasis. And on the rare occasions when I might want it, a second time, I'd say, excuse me, Mr. Owens, I'm really sorry. This is stupid, but could you just try emphasizing this word? And I just feel like such a
jerk. I had done it in German at that time. slowed it down a little
bit. So these are just three samples of Gary doing something cold reading all in one take. And they're pretty short.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Dishwashing Liquid. The dishwashing liquid that is so mild it hardly stains your hands at all. Remember our motto, when you use Ed's Dishwashing Liquid, your plates will be so clean you could almost eat off them.
Love it.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Repo Sleepo, the only warehouse showroom in town that features only repossessed waterbeds. And remember, your credit is always good at Ed's, as long as you pay in cash. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Honest Ed's Used Cars, where every car we sell is backed by an ironclad guarantee that is so complete and comprehensive that we really don't see any need to put it in writing. And remember Honest Ed's motto, if any used car dealer anywhere in the country says he can sell you the same car cheaper than we will, then he's even a bigger liar than I am.
Yeah, that's great. But like that last one is really hard on a cold read. It has twists and turns, and he would just nail it.
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know about you two guys or any of you folks out there. I think all of us probably, being in the business that we're in, the media business, probably were pretty good readers as a child. Usually... I think you probably all learned how to read early because there's that eye to page synopsis or synapse that takes place. It's synopsis if it's a short page. Yeah. I haven't met a short page. How short was he? Well, most of the jokes went over his head. He was that short.